College football reporter Brett McMurphy tweeting out this morning, Seth Luttrell has withdrawn his name from consideration for the K-State job, opting instead to stay at the University of North Texas. I don't know if this is a bombshell, but I think it's a big surprise. I think a lot of K-State hopefuls had kind of hitched their wagon to Seth Luttrell. So, I don't know.
Well, really
I'm
good
a little
news.
Surprised by that.
Really good news for North Texas, I suppose.
Sure is.
He's
sure is.
Done really, really nice things there. So, yeah, if, like you said, if any K-State fans had hitched their wagon to Seth Luttrell, then he'd look elsewhere because apparently he's staying put. Wonder how much of a raise he got at UNT. Like I said, he's not exactly got him all the way on the national map, but they're not the doormat that they once were. And
no,
it's kind of an interesting, not parallel, but a little bit of a comparison to K-State. You know, Bill Snyder brought him up from nothing. North Texas was pretty terrible not too long ago. So,
No question. So there we go. And here's another bit. Benton Smith tweeting this out just moments ago. Les Miles says that Puka Williams has been suspended from all team-related activities pending further investigation, according to Miles.
You're kidding.
We're aware of a reported incident involving Puka Williams. We're taking allegations seriously. He apparently arrested yesterday on suspicion of domestic battery. So,
oh, my God.
It's just, my goodness, the hits keep coming.
Man. If true, that is a...
That's a dagger, man.
That is... That's, that almost takes the shine off of this whole last month.
Yeah.
Right?
It does,
If true?
Sure does. That is
KUSports.com
so
also tweeting the same story. Arrested yesterday on suspicion of domestic battery.
Yeah. So... That is just, well, it's disappointing may not even do it justice anyway.
No.
Okay,
man,
so there you go. All There's good news for you K-Staters and KU football fans. There you go. That's a little good cheer in this season.
Yeah.
Tis the season, Shane.
Kicking the head, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Well, sorry about that. Let's get to something maybe a little bit more uplifting. Your Syndio Twitter question of the day, brought to you by Syndio HRO, your HR experts in Wichita.
Our NBA of yesteryear, that's what this one has to do with. Back in the 80s, before corporate takeovers, and I also took the Gardens out of this question. What was the coolest,
there's a lot of them.
What was the coolest NBA arena name back then? So Boston Garden and Madison Square Garden don't count. Took them out. Of these four, what were the coolest NBA arena names? The Summit, the Omni, the Forum, or the Spectrum?
Well, I like the Fab Forum in that one.
Mm-hmm.
Great place.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to throw one more on there that kind of predates what you're talking about, but it was always my favorite name for a place in all of the years I've ever been doing
this.
That's
what I'm looking for, so go for it.
The Cow Palace.
Mm-hmm. It was in San Francisco, right?
Out in San Francisco, and in fact, it's still there. The Cow Palace is still there. The Warriors used to play there back in the day, but the Cow Palace, I always just thought that was fascinating.
The Salt Palace was Salt Lake City for a while.
Mm-hmm.
But the one named, one word, whatever, you know, arenas that, and like I said, this is before corporate names, the naming rights to these places.
What about the Rose Garden in Portland?
You know who was in the original foursome that I took out and replaced with the Forum? The Mecca.
Yeah.
Milwaukee
the Mecca
Bucks
was cool.
Used to play in the Mecca.
Yep. Yeah, just saying that you play in the Mecca
is
kind of cool.
The pyramid,
that's pretty neat.
That wasn't the 80s, but the pyramid.
Right.
Reunion. Hemisphere Arena. I don't even know what these things were named after. I don't even know what that means. The Hemisphere Arena, but that it sounds cool.
Yeah,
you know,
it's on the fairgrounds down in San Antonio.
Is that why?
Yeah, I think so.
All right, well, that makes sense. Yeah, the Rose Garden.
McNichols in Denver.
Is that named McNichols after a guy? A person? Yeah. McNichols?
McNichols Arena is right where the new McNichols Arena is where the new Mile High Stadium is right now.
Oh, okay.
Exact same spot. That's where it used to be. Yeah, let's see, guys. Reunion Arena.
Reunion, yeah.
Down there in Kemper. Down where the Mavs. Kemper.
Where Kansas City Kemper. Played.
Sure.
The Palace. And that was
Chicago Stadium.
Chicago Stadium. I never could figure out how that you couldn't come up with a better name than Chicago Stadium from 67 to 94.
Do you guys have a fire alarm going
on?
Yeah,
I'm not sure what's going on. Yes.
Good
proof,
God.
Proof that we're on live right now. Something's going on in the hallway.
Yeah, there you go. I love the old Chicago Stadium. The Chicago Stadium was really cool, and I love the old foghorn that they had in that place. Tremendous. The Hawks, before they moved to Atlanta, played in the Checkerdome and Kiel Arena. I always thought the Checkerdome was a great name in St. Louis.
Yep.
Checkerdome. Anyway, yeah, you've got a whole bunch.
All right,
a whole bunch of us.
We're going to get out of here and try to get to the bottom of what's going on here. Top of second hour, if we're still here, we'll talk college football awards.
Take cover.
Happy Friday,
Run
everybody.
For safety.
Happy Friday. We love you.